Good morning. Welcome today to our worship service. As we begin, we just want to start with announcements. So for our first announcement today, if you guys have already not seen, we have a carry-in dinner today. And if you forgot to bring anything, don't worry. We have plenty of food. You guys can stay. You're welcome to stay after Sunday school for that. Also with that, Brad, Hans, and Clint's Sunday school class is in charge of cleaning that up. So make note of that. Then tonight at 5 o'clock is our kickoff for our youth group. Tonight at 5 to 8. So make note of that. Bring yourself and friends, anyone from those that are going into seventh grade and those that have graduated this spring. So bring all your friends. As you can see too in our bulletin, on June 11th, we're going to be taking up a love offering for John and Liz Waring on Sunday. So make note of that, and congratulations to them. They did have their son, Miles Brett, and he weighed 7 pounds, 12 ounces, and 19.5 inches long, and you can see all that in your bulletin. So that's a huge praise. Also, June 18th is our last day to do the baby bottle fundraiser. So they're out in there in the foyer. Just pick those up and fill them up with change and do that. Are there any other announcements today? If not, we're going to start with our call to worship. And it's John 15, 12 through 13. And it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater has no other than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." So at this time, I would like any of the kids that were in VBS this week to come up, and we're going to have a song for all of you guys that weren't able to see what was in VBS. So come on up, guys.
But they're not the same. There's only one king who will never change. There's a kingdom of lies, fear and shame, and a kingdom of truth where Jesus reigns. For
child of God on my worst day. I'm a child of God, oh, every day is a good day. And you're the reason why I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed, hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed,
okay.
Hallelujah.
And when I count the problems that I see, hope looks all but Tuesday or your birthday. Every day's a good day. Now let me tell you why. If you got air in your lungs, you got blood in your body, you are a child of God. Come on and sing it, somebody.
Is less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
So as you can see, we had a lot of fun and a lot of kids. A lot more kids that are up here. So all those kids also might not be in church tonight or this morning, but they were here every day throughout this week hearing the gospel message. And it was just so cool. So Abby was not able to be here with us today, but she gave me a nice big paragraph to read for you guys. So just imagine Abby saying this to you. It says, "Thank you so much for allowing me to take on the role of directing VBS this year. It has been so cool to not only watch how God has worked in my life, but also in the lives of the children that came. This week has been full of laughs, smiles, and good jokes." The kids didn't like the jokes, though. "The best part of VBS, and my personal favorite, is we had one boy accept Christ this week. We had 96 kids registered, and had anywhere from 80 to 87 kids per day, which is amazing. For missions this year, we partnered with Children's Hunger Fund, where every 25 cents provided a meal for a child in need. Thanks to Pastor Abe," which is kind of weird that I'm reading this, "but we had a competition to see who could bring in the most money for the boys and the girls. The kids were so challenged and brought in a ton of money, but the girls came out on top. We raised a total of $647.89, which provided 2,591 meals, which is totally incredible. Heidi Seaman also had a great idea and a great challenge, like she had mentioned earlier, to say all 8 verses of Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And we had 5 children receive this challenge. Declan Nye, Jacob Hegg, Ada Heyer, Reagan, and Bella Sandness. Each of these kids received a VBS t-shirt and a Dairy Queen gift card. And I'm also proud of these kids and how hard they worked for it. I was also blown away with how attentive the kids were during Bible time and their ability to memorize and say verses. It truly was so cool to see all these kids step out of their comfort zone and grow in their faith. Our theme this year was putting on the full armor of God. Throughout the week, the kids learned about each piece of spiritual armor and how they can use this spiritual armor to stand firm in the truth about what God says and to protect themselves from the attack of the enemy. They learned that God is true, and he is the only one who can rescue us from this world. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to everybody who helped this week, whether that be setting up, teaching a station, leading a group, helping in the kitchen, running the technology, doing the registration, cleanup, or doing any of the behind-the-scenes things. I so appreciate all your help to make this week, past week, run so smoothly. I couldn't have done it without all of you. And I pray that you all continue to have a servant's heart and shine God's light everywhere you go. It truly was a great week, and I loved every part of it. Thank you." So we also had the opportunity to share the gospel to all the parents, too, that came on Friday. And I feel like that was really good. At this time, that was Abby, our director of the VBS. I want anybody who else helped in VBS in any way possible to stand up so we can see who you guys are and what you guys did. So please stand, and let's give them a hand. So thank you guys all for letting me be a part of this, and I'm super excited to start it next year. I want to do it this next week, but that's not plausible. So we'd get burnout, but thank you guys so much. So nice.
Please stand and join in singing hymn number 1. Also appears on the screen. "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee."
Joyful, joyful. Son above, melt the clouds of sin. sadness, drive the dog of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround the earth and heaven reflect thy ways. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the happy chorus which the morning stars began. Father, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us sunward in the triumph song of life.
Joyfully greet one another this morning, if you would.
Well, good morning again, and we are grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just have a couple that have been given to me. Dean and Sherry's daughter-in-law, Kira, is going to be induced on Monday, so we have been praying for her and through this time of her pregnancy. And then this week, there's several of our members that are scheduled for surgery. Sherry Van Zee is going to be having surgery on her hand and wrist, and then Terry Augsburger's got his rescheduled, and so that will be this week for a shoulder. And then Ron Ohm is going to be having surgery as well this week, and so we'll be praying for all three of those and the doctors and for healing. And then also continue to pray for Miles Waring and the path that they are on. Also, my wife would like to extend a thank you for all those that have written notes and cards and phone calls and gifts of food while she's been recovering. We go and see the surgeon Tuesday, and hopefully she'll graduate to soft foods. We've made it to puree, which is about baby food consistency. So that's been a tough week, just for keeping her eating. But the big thing is for protein and for water. That's what we've been working hard at. And so we'll see how well we've done as we go see the surgeon on Tuesday. And are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dean. Brad heads super early. I think he has to be at the hospital about 5 a.m. So they're going to be spending the night up in Aberdeen. But he's got a lot of testing and such before. And then at 11 o'clock, I believe, is when he will start his chemo treatment. And that looks like it'll be about 3 weeks worth. And then another trip back up to Mayo's. So I know Brad and Jolene would appreciate our prayers. Jason, was that yours? Okay. Other prayer requests or praises?
Jerry Hunter's family.
Jerry Hunter passed away. The Hunters, Darren Hunter and his wife owned the Takeout. And so, but Jerry has been a very significant part of our community as in the Miller St. Lawrence area. So for his memorial service coming up. Other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Dave is, it's like, I don't think we sang that song this week. but the prayer for rain, it has been around, but it'd be nice to be on us. And so praying for rain, moisture that we need. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the way you use us. This past week, as we had the opportunity of ministering to the students of our community, the excitement of being here, of learning your word, of all the different activities, I do thank you for the volunteers that step forward, for the gifting you've given our church, that you've called us to be the body of Christ. And we had that opportunity this week, and we just pray for ongoing results. We thank you for these ministries that you have entrusted to us. Think of the kickoff night tonight for our youth group, as the sixth graders have the opportunity of being folded in as they get ready next fall to enter into seventh grade, but to become a part of youth group. We just pray that you would be giving wisdom to Pastor Abe and the volunteers as they work with these students. Father, we thank you for bringing Pastor Abe to us and seeing his gifting. He and Diana, we're grateful for their being a part of our fellowship. And Father, we pray for just the different needs that have been expressed today. We pray for Kira and baby as they go to induce tomorrow morning. Pray for health for both mom and baby and wisdom for the doctors. And we continue to pray for both of them and Lucas and the family, that you would give them peace and that you would bring about events that bring you honor and glory. Father, we also lift up those that are going to have surgery this week. Pray for Sherry and the surgery that she has scheduled. That you would bring healing through that, and knowing that there'll be another one coming up, that you would bring her full and complete motion back and relieving of the pain. Father, I pray for Terry as with the setback of having to have the surgery rescheduled, grateful that it is now coming up this week. Pray for his blood work numbers to stay where the doctors want them to be, and that you would bring healing through this surgery for his shoulder. And we also lift up Ron, that you would relieve him of the discomfort that he's dealing with through the surgery, that you would bring healing. And for all of those having surgery, thinking of my wife as well, that be patient with the process of healing and to not only listen to the doctors, but I pray for each of the helpmates that you have called to each one of these, that they would be your servants to their spouse. Father, we also pray for Miles and grateful for his entrance into this world. And we pray for Liz and John and Miles is the next steps for this hole in his heart. We pray for healing. I thank you for them being a part of our body. Pray for Brad as he shows up at the hospital at 5 a.m. Tomorrow morning, and all the process and procedures he goes through. Pray that you give him patience, especially for the time that he has to spend receiving his chemo, that you would be an ever-present help. Bring him peace of mind, bring Jolene and the family peace of mind and heart. And we ask for full and complete healing. Father, whether you use the doctors and the medicine or of your miraculous hand, we know that that is still possible because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we also pray for the Hunter family with Jerry's passing, and as they gather as a memorial service and the hole that that leaves in our community, Father, I pray that you would step in and provide the hope that we can have beyond the grave. And Father, also in our community, since we are so dependent upon the ag and ranching community, Father, they need rain. You know our need of moisture. We pray that you would send it in your timing and in the amount that we need. That's all that we can do. We also ask that you provide patience and the trust, but also that the assurance that you meet our daily needs. Father, I pray for our missionaries that we support, especially think of the Taves as the time that they have had at camp has come and gone. And we pray for Victory Center as it gets ready to go. But pray for Ken and Karen with all the opportunities they have in the Kadoka area. Continue to build your kingdom through them. Father, we pray for our world. And you know the dire straits that we are in, that you've told us that we will have trouble in this world. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, help us to stay focused on the mission of building your kingdom, to pursuing your righteousness each and every day. Father, we pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand together as we sing our hymn of 452, Make Me a Blessing. All you sopranos, be forewarned.
Make me a blessing.
darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine, make me a blessing, oh Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Tell the sweet story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine, make me a blessing, oh Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. A helper indeed, unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. Jesus shine, make me a blessing, oh Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.